Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Monday, March 11th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with tragic news out of Japan. All Japan Pro Wrestling's Yutaka Yoshii passed away on Sunday at the age of 50, mere hours after wrestling in Takasaki City. Following his tag team match, Yoshii complained of feeling ill and was transported to a nearby hospital in the city where he passed away. Yoshii had teamed with Ryo Inoue in a losing effort against Hokuto Omori and Ryoji Sai. Born on January 5, 1974 in Maebashi City, Japan, Yoshii began his career in the New Japan Pro Wrestling Dojo system, and he debuted for the company in a loss to Satoshi Kojima on December 9, 1994. Predominantly an undercard worker during his time in New Japan, on June 13, 2003, Yoshii would capture the IWGP World Tag Team title alongside Hiroshi Tanahashi when they defeated Masahiro Chono and Hiroyoshi Tenzan. Yoshii and Tanahashi held the belts for 6 months before dropping the title on December 14th of that year to Tenzan and Osamu Nishimura. Yoshii departed New Japan in 2006 and began working regularly for Tatsumi Fujinami's Tradition promotion, then known as Muga World. Over the following 18 years, Yoshii would work for 01, Pro Wrestling NOAH, All Japan DDT, as well as smaller promotions and independent events produced by former workers such as Kensuke Sasaki. Prior to Sunday's show, Yoshii had last wrestled on November 17, 2023 in a six-man tag team match for Tradition. All Japan Pro Wrestling's event yesterday at the Gunma Convention Center was run as part of its Dream Power Series 2024 tour and main evented by Yuma Anzai teaming with Ryuki Honda to defeat Hartley Jackson and All Japan Triple Crown Champion Katsuhiko Nakajima after Anzai pinned Jackson. The bout served to heat up Nakajima's title defense against Anzai, which is scheduled for March 30th. WWE came to the Cajun Dome in Lafayette, Louisiana last night for a Road to WrestleMania house show. In the main event, world champion Seth Rollins teamed with Cody Rhodes to defeat Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso. It marked Rollins' second match back after being medically cleared following his recovery from an injury to his left knee. Rollins had returned to the ring the night before in Alexandria, Louisiana, also teaming with Rhodes to beat Sikoa and Uso. Also at the Cajun Dome last night, Gunther retained his Intercontinental title against Jey Uso, and LA Knight beat Santos Escobar in the semi-main event. Women's champion Io Sky and women's tag team champions the Kabuki Warriors were in action, teaming in a losing effort against Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Zelina Vega. In other results, Becky Lynch and Kevin Owens beat Nia Jax and Grayson Waller in a mixed tag team match. AJ Styles topped Carlito by submission. Sami Zayn defeated Shinsuke Nakamura. And Omos squashed Akira Tozawa for the 23rd time in the past 8 months. Meanwhile, in other news from Japan, Stardom presented the second day of its annual Cinderella tournament on Sunday, which emanated from Tokyo's Korakuen Hall. The first set of quarterfinal matchups took place, which saw Mei Sierra defeat Saya Iida, Ami Sorohei beat Yuna Mizumori, Hanan topped Mirai, and Starlight Kid eliminated Suzu Suzuki. In the show's main event, CMLL Stephanie Vaquer knocked off Julia to win the NJPW Strong Women's title. The inaugural Pro Wrestling NOAH Victory Challenge Tag League came to an end yesterday inside Castle Hall in Kumamoto. The final saw Kaito Kiyomiya and Ryohei Oiwa defeat Saxton Huxley and Timothy Thatcher to win the tournament in 22 minutes and 24 seconds after Kiyomiya pinned Huxley. With their victory, Kiyomiya and Oiwa now have earned the right to challenge GHC Tag Team Champions Jack Morris and Anthony Green on March 17th at the Yokohama Budokan. In the only title tilt on the card, Yohei and Tadasuke retain the GHC Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship in their fourth defense over the team of Daga and Yoshinari Ogawa. New Japan Pro Wrestling yesterday presented the fourth night of the New Japan Cup at the Baycom Gymnasium. Three more first-round matches took place and saw El Fantasmo defeat Mikey Nichols, Ren Narita beat Taichi, and Yota Tsuji down Jeff Cobb. And in independent news, Game Changer Wrestling ran their So Much Fun event on Sunday at the Showboat in Atlantic City, New Jersey. GCW World Champion Blake Christian made the 37th successful defense of his reign, defeating Masha Slamovich. After the match, Missy Hyatt confronted Christian and his bodyguard Shane Mercer, which led to Joey Janela making the save. The main event of the show was a death match which saw Abdullah Kobayashi and Ryuji Ito defeat Ciclope and Miedo Extremo. The main event of the show was a death match which saw Abdullah Kobayashi and Ryuji Ito defeat Ciclope and Miedo Extremo. In other results, Joey Janela knocked off Jack Cartwheel, Jimmy Lloyd beat Alex Zane, Microman topped Brandon Kirk, Perro and Richard Holiday defeated Alec Price and Cole Radrick, Oni El Bandito won a 7-man scramble match, and Casey Catal returned to the ring for the first time since last July, besting John Wayne Murdoch in a death match. The scheduled 6-person match between Alley Catch, Dark Sheik, and Effie against Maki Ito, Matt Tremont, and Nick Gage ended in a no contest when Mance Warner stormed the ring and attacked Effie. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.